Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
And a fine afternoon to you. Such a delight to have you joining on the broadcast this 6th day of September 2025. It's always a delight to talk you through the latest in current affairs, entertainment, culture and tourism, and of course sports right here on Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, Manchester's premier station, if I do say so. It's a broadcast put together by Chris Okunowa and yours truly, Emmanuel Etim. Such a delight to have you join in. Certainly, a record most missed out on the broadcast last week. But hey, we're delighted to be back and back to share as much information as we possibly can. There's a lot to talk about on the show. No time to waste. Let's just get into the groove. When we return, it will be an opportunity for us to begin the broadcast officially with some of the top current affairs stories.
You'll be alright. movies for you. Cause I will move this mountain just for you. And when you think it's over, don't you worry, it's never over. There's hope for you, my dear. Oh yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africano, broadcasting live from Manchester. Well, the first on the cards today on our current affairs segment has to do with this report coming through from the DRC. And I say the DRC, making reference to the Democratic Republic of Congo. A new Ebola outbreak is suspected of causing 15 deaths among 28 people with symptoms. The health ministry have come out to declare their country in the central part of Africa. This report says it's the 16th outbreak of Ebola in the DRC, and of course the health minister himself, Sam Roger Kamba, said the fatality rate estimated at 53.6% just simply shows the gravity of the situation. There was also a very heartbreaking report, a case actually of a 34-year-old pregnant woman somewhere in the southern Kasai province. Research on the suspected cases was ongoing, and it's also been statement from the World Health Organization, which said it dispatched its expert alongside Congo's rapid response team to that particular province, the Kasai province, to strengthen disease surveillance, treatment and infection prevention and controlling health facilities. It's also delivering supplies, including personal protective equipment, mobile laboratory equipment, and importantly medical supplies. It's always been, you know, quite the report, particularly out there in the Congo, which has a stockpile of treatment and of the Ervo Ebola vaccine, the WHO said. Well, the regional director for the World Health Organization, his name Dr. Mohamed Janabi, said, and I quote, that they are acting with determination to rapidly halt the spread of the virus and protect community. Just for a bit of education, the Ebola virus is highly contagious and can be contracted through bodily fluids such as, you know, vomit, blood, semen. It's very rare, the causes, but severe and often fatal. So we keep our fingers crossed that they will be able to contain it as quickly as they possibly can. Away from the Congo, in Sudan, the paramilitary rapid support forces, the RSF, have allegedly committed numerous crimes against humanity during the siege of the city of El Fasher in Darfur. That's according to an investigation by the United Nations. It was the UN fact-finding mission that accuses the group of murder, torture, enslavement, rape, sexual slavery, sexual violence, forced displacement and persecution on ethnic, gender and political grounds. It also cited a broader evidence of alleged war crimes by both the RSF and the regular army. However, both sides have previously denied any wrongdoing in the country's ongoing civil war. The United Nations report said the two groups targeted civilians in numerous ways and as deliberate strategies, they say. Well, sometime in April this year, the RSF stormed the Zamzam camp near El Fasher, forcing tens of thousands of the world's most, as they are classified, destitute people to flee their homes once more. It was a situation on the camp that was already so bad that a famine had been declared there. I mean, the city itself has been under siege for more than a year, and as Sudan's the Sudanese army is the last major foothold in the Darfur region of the country. And this time around, the UN just saying they are not good people. The army, the Sudanese army, has been at war with the RSF since April 2023, and of course recently intensifying its offensive on El Fasher. Well, tens of thousands of people, as expected. There's always consequences for such situations. They've been killed in Sudan's civil war and forced some 13 million to flee their homes. In Zambia, the former foreign minister Joseph Malanje has been sentenced to 4 years in prison with hard labor after he was convicted of corruption. He was found guilty on 7 counts of acquiring properties and helicopters suspected to be the proceeds of crime, according to the state broadcaster. He also has a co-accused. The former Treasury Secretary Fred Nyamba received a 3-year jail term for approving the transfer of more than $8 million, this is approximately £6 million, to Zambia's diplomatic mission in Turkey, without, of course, justifying the expense. They're not saying spend or, you know, sign of funds. They're just saying it has to be justified. Again, several ministers in the former president Edgar Lungu's government have been convicted of various offenses, but Malanje is the most high profile of them. That's the foreign minister. An information, the current president Hakainde Hichilema promised to root out corruption when he took charge, when he won election 4 years ago after defeating Lungu. Of course, the former president, who's late now, Lungu, and his party, the Patriotic Front, have accused him of waging a political vendetta. Well, there's always that news about Edgar Lungu, the former president who died of natural causes in South Africa, but he's not yet been buried, just because of a long drawn out dispute between his family and the government of his funeral arrangement. In a nutshell, the family wants him to be buried in South Africa, but the Zambian government desire that he's brought back home, so he's given a dignified or presidential exit from this planet. The foreign minister was very close to Lungu, served as his foreign minister from 2018 to 2021. He earned the nickname Bonanza because he was known for his generosity and for mingling with the public. So he wasn't just a politician who stayed away, he was everywhere and loved by the people. In May, the United States government had to pull the plug on $50 million of health sector funding to Zambia after saying there was what they referenced to be a systematic theft of medical donations, and they said they were no longer willing, the United States, to underwrite the personal enrichment of fraudsters. But of course, the Zambian government continued to carry out investigation, but as regards that particular allegation of $50 million being embezzled, there have not been any prosecution as we speak. But this one is again about the former foreign minister for the Zambia, Joseph Malanje, who's been sentenced to 4 years in prison with hard labor after the current government convicted him of corruption. And that's the size of the current affairs segment on Africa Weekly this Saturday. A take a break. When we return, it'd be an opportunity for us to touch on a tourism destination on the African continent. So we'll tell you about the tribe, tell you about ethnicity, we'll tell you about what makes that country unique. If you have an opportunity to just travel to the continent, that would be our preference on the show today. When we return, Africa Weekly continues. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africano, broadcasting live from Manchester. I'm Emmanuel Letim. Let's get our teeth into the tourism and culture segment of the broadcast on the show, and today we will be putting our gaze on a country from the continent called Sao Tome and Principe. It's located in the central part of Africa, just off the western equatorial coast in the Gulf of Guinea. It's pretty much near Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. The capital, of course, is Sao Tome. It's got Portuguese as its official language. They make do with the currency called Dobra. The government, of course, is the Democratic Republic, gained independence from Portugal in 1975. Well, it's amazing. If you want to visit a location, we are highlighting this particular country for its unspoiled beaches, golden sand, turquoise waters, and it's got this palm fringe coastlines. Also, there's the location known as the Galapagos of Africa. That's the unique biodiversity due to its rich endemic flora. Bird watchers can spot rare species that are found, you know, I can say this, almost nowhere else on earth. It's also rainforest, waterfalls like the Cascata de São Nicolau. There's also the volcanic peaks such as the Pico São Grande. It's a dramatic needle-shaped volcanic plug. Well, when it comes to marine life, coral reefs, opportunities to see turtles, dolphins, and even humpback whales seasonally, they do turn up out there in the region, Sao Tome and Principe. It's also very peaceful when it comes to peace and safety. It's one of Africa's most stable and peaceful countries, making it pretty safe and tranquil for you to visit. It's amazing. It's the perfect ecotourist honeymooners. If you just had your wedding, like your Tedalus, you may want to just go visit. So just anyone who's seeking serenity away from crowded resorts. It's often described as Africa's best kept secret, Sao Tome and Principe. So it would be amazing if you just decide to pitch your tourism tents there. In terms of the tribe, it's not as large numbers now as you'd reference countries like Nigeria and Ghana. It's pretty small. The population is less than at the last count, less than 500,000, but it's made up of several ethnic groups. The largest and most dominant is the Foros, descendants of freed enslaved people from Portuguese plantations. Other groups include the Angulares, the Tongas, and smaller mixed communities. Well, the Foro tribe, they still maintain their huge tie to Portuguese colonial heritage, as they often also just blend with African traditions. In terms of culture, they enjoy storytelling, dance, and communal celebrations. These are very central to them. In terms of their religion, it's important to mention that they are majority Roman Catholic, of course, due to the Portuguese influence. However, traditional beliefs and rituals blend with Catholicism, including ceremonies honoring ancestors and local spiritual practices are also evident. Their festivals often combine church masses with music, dance, and street parade. In terms of the food, you'd enjoy little fish bonded from the Gulf of Guinea. They also do have quite the plantations, bananas, plantain, breadfruit, and cassava. But there's a particular dish that's quite popular out there in Sao Tome and Principe, notably with the Foro tribe. It's the Kalulu, fish or chicken with vegetables and palm oil. They also do have the feijoada, which is bean stew with meat. It's more or less of Portuguese origin. Cocoa and coffee are also part of their culinary identity. Palm wine, this one is really tasty, and local sugarcane spirits are widely consumed in social gatherings. In terms of the women, they're very essential, continue to play major roles, vital roles in both households and a market place economics, for a woman, traditionally seen as cultural custodians. Amazing stuff. In terms of the music, they have what they call the Danka Congo. It's pretty much linked to Catholic festivities, but you know, the modern day music, it just has a fusion of Kizomba, Samba, Zouk, and the famous Afrobeat, often sung in Portuguese or Creole. So everything you can imagine that is good, you can find in São Tomé and Príncipe. So if you're looking for a tourist destination, it's a recommendation. You get a chance to just have a feel of how the Foro tribe amplify their presence there. Let's take a break. When we return on Africa Weekly, it'll be time for us to talk entertainment on the show.
Every time I say I'm going,
You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, the UK number one Afro station, broadcasting live from Manchester. It's the radio station everyone agrees with, no doubt. So let's talk entertainment this fine Saturday. We're starting off with this remark by a veteran Guinean actor, Kofi Adjorlolo. It's a statement that's actually sparked a lot of debate around the African film industry, with his assertion that Nollywood did not make Ghanaian actors popular. Well, according to him, the Ghana movie industry was already thriving and producing superstars who, you know, could stand shoulder to shoulder with other African counterparts before Nigerian producers took notice and decided to start collaborating with them. He was speaking on the Real Talk podcast. He emphasized the Ghanaian actors gained their breakthrough in their home country just before they were introduced to Nollywood. He made reference to certain Ghanaian movies, and just to take a quote from him, he says, "Though the Ghana movie industry may be having its own problems, it doesn't mean the Nigerians made us. Ghana films made Ghanaian actors." And he went in to say that the Ghana movie industry and the movies produced made them popular before the Nigerian producers noticed. You've got to give him credit, you know, for such a remark. I reckon there have been some notable Ghanaian actors who've made a name for themselves, not just back home in Ghana, but also in Nollywood, which is considered to be Africa's biggest movie market. Include Majid Michael, there's been Van Vicker, Jackie Appiah, Yvonne Nelson, John Dumelo, Juliet Ibrahim, and a host of others. Interesting remark though, but this isn't really interesting. It's a bit heartbreaking. The tragic demise of actor Ibrahim Chetta, who's, well, not the actor himself, it's the announcement that his son has passed on. The 54-year-old made the sad news known via his Instagram page early, attributing it to the will of God. He shared a photo of the disease with a caption, captioned in red in Arabic, just saying, rest on his son. It's not the first time that he's experienced such a loss. In June, he also revealed in an interview that his first child, a baby girl, had passed on due to lack of proper medical care. To be heartbreaking, but we just pray for the fortitude for him to bear the loss. Let's just cut across some other news from the entertainment scene. This one involves Odumodu, who has just reminded the Headers that he's yet to receive the car gift that he was promised from the organizers after he won the next rated. Yeah, Afrobeat sensation though, Asake, received special recognition to the United States. He performed the ceremonial coin toss at a Major League Soccer match as between the New York Red Bulls and Columbus. It's something he's doing great for himself. This one involves the wife of former music arts, music arts Mubad. A Lagos court has ordered the wife, Wumia Aloba, the widow of the late singer, to conduct a DNA test on their son Lime. The decision, of course, has sparked up more debate around the artist's death and never-ending family dispute. A Nigerian actor or actress, as the case is, an estranged wife of Yule Doche. Her name, Mary Yule Doche, has decided to sue Yinka Thiessen, the US-based ex-fiance of Link Edoche, at Yule's elder brother, for about 500 million naira. I'm just saying, alleged defamation. She made that official. Well, that's how much we can take as regards entertainment news. When we return from the break, it would be curtains. Not until we have exhausted all of our conversation on sports.
Tell me, am I still that special? Tell me.
love you so much. Yeah, you breathe the tap when in the carry go touch. Yeah, with only one touch, everything goes out to the between us. Girl, I miss you so much,
so much.
You say make me no rush, now you don't touch. Why is this happening to me? Now you got me screaming, oh no, no, no. Why if you said it's love in the show? Cause the way when you and I may go, this love no go grow.
When I see you with another man walking and depend, it makes me feel so sad. Oh no, if that's so wrong, tell me where I stand. Am I still that special man? Will you love so much? Cause the more I see, the less I understand.
Tell me,
am I still that special man? You give me small, small, no, 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 no.
Tell me why you just push me to the wall, making me to fall, killing me small, small. Baby, come back to me, cause everything don't spoil.
It don't spoil.
I wanna be around you,
cause I
cannot do without you. Let me be the one to make you smile every day and night. Cause you know, say I've been screaming, oh no, no, no. Why if you say this love in all the show? Cause the way when you and I ain't a go, this love no go grow.
When I see you,
when I see you,
me da no da,
me da no da,
walking and in bed, it makes me feel so sad.
Feel so bad,
oh no,
so sad.
If that's so good, tell me where. Am I still that special man? Will you love so much? Cause the more I see, the less I understand.
Tell me,
am I still that special man?
Oh,
I wanna be around you,
cause I
cannot do without you.
And I,
let me be the one to hold you tight every day and night. Cause you know, say yeah,
I,
baby, I love you.
And I
never place the one above you.
I,
let me be the one to make you smile every day and night. Cause you know, say
when I see you,
welcome back. The final stretch in Africa Weekly today, the toy department of life, as I love to call it. We start off with this report that the football legends George Weah and Didier Drogba are among the high profile names appointed to a new FIFA panel of 16 ex-players. The aim is to tackle racism in football. Well, FIFA originally announced the creation of a players' voice panel. This was made sometime in May last year. From AC Milan striker when ex-Chelsea forward Drogba have now been named as part of the group, which includes players, both men and women from 14 countries. The panel will advise on anti-racism strategies. They will also participate in educational programs and contribute to reforms across football. It's pretty significant. Whatever it is that could just help stamp out racism is welcomed. Well, it's a peculiar weekend across the entire world. Teams are vying to qualify for the FIFA World Cup on the African continent. Africa's most populous nation, Nigeria, also in the race. In a few minutes, it would be a kickoff, that game between Nigeria and Rwanda. Well, in all fairness, it looks like it's going to be pretty dicey in terms of the chances of the Nigerian team to qualify for the FIFA World Cup by virtue of South Africa winning. It just looks almost impossible. But if they can win all of their games and the South African somehow do not feel fulfilled in terms of not winning one of the remaining matches, it would be a problem for the team. So aside from that though, other matches went down. Just run through some of those. Egypt defeated Ethiopia 2-0. Cote d'Ivoire defeated Brunei 1-0. Mauritania surprisingly defeated Togo 2-0 as expected. Morocco decimated Niger Republic 5-0. Senegal, proper footballing nation, defeated Sudan 2-0. Benin against Zimbabwe, one of the goals of the qualification round, a finish. Benin 1, Zimbabwe 0. Congo and Tanzania played at a 1-0 draw. Loads and loads of matches, but to come in a few minutes, as I mentioned, it's going to be Nigeria against Rwanda. That game is going down at the Goodswill Akpabio Stadium in Akwaibom State. The Nigerian team have to win to keep hope alive for playing at the World Cup next year. Well, that's the size of the broadcast Africa Weekly this Saturday. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I did. Next weekend, hopefully, I would have Chris also in the studio so we can Jojo and not Wo-Wo, as they say. Shout out to my producer Jory, as always, for ensuring that the broadcast is smooth. I'm Emmanuel Latim, wishing you a fabulous, fabulous weekend. And all the best, of course, to the Super Eagles.
Oh, we don't kill up again, we don't kill up again, we don't come again, we don't come again. Hey, Ginny in the house, man, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is the height, man, this is the height. Ginny, haha, Nassau, you guys never saw it coming. Chop, 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 the jags on the beach. Air, 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 sir. This feels good, I hope I'm killing this. Put up your fists if you're feeling this. Make you jump not good if you're feeling me. Kai, I can help everybody. I they come down the wall. Hey, I they come down the wall. Hey, don't think send this puppy to the wall. Hey, I they come down the wall. Hey, leave all this crazy talk about empty swagger. From your gravel seat to your pass me the lager. My street cred the way I use my sharp dagger.
You are listening to Manchester's biggest Afrobeat radio station, Radio Africana.
Wanna leave me to see my sons and my daughter. Wanna carry them on my lap like a father. Goodbye to life of terror and the life of a gangster. The lion feed asleep, music saying no get fever. You should understand me, I'm not weaker, I'm just wiser. I cannot lose sleep cause I'm my own master. My mind is so at peace, so I don't need to bother. Who I wanna be, I don't need you to be. I love the life I'm living, now I beg no pressure me. I know they trip for vanity, so I don't need to kill. Steal a prostitute, my beat for the good life, yeah. This feels good, I'm over killing this. Put up your fists if you're feeling this. Make you jump up if you're feeling me. Kai, I can help everybody. I they come down the road. Hey, I they come down the road. This is legendary cause this one no be noise. You bet I'm not gonna mice my words, I'm going ahead to spit it. I fear no death, my eye the word, I'm going ahead to kill it, yeah. Put your guns down, I've been there before. I know you got your busy, yeah, you wanna settle scores. You wanna win this war, hell, you wanna make a living. Yeah, things are getting hard, yeah, you wanna kill for shizzy, yeah. This is Ginny, now I'm taking tea so easy. I'm happy living freely, now I don't need nowhere busy. I don't need to flash, yeah, I know this Maserati. You brag to get the chicks, yet they get to love me easy, huh? Easy come, easy goes, easy does it. I'm not a slave to mine, man, I'm not a slave to money. The chicks and the checks come easily, just get it. My personality speaks for me. It does speak for me. Yeah, it does speak for me. Yeah, peace of mind eternally. 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 Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go. You ready? Yeah.
Than your average and nothing close to your regular. See your eye, they open, you suppress all this spectacular. Oh, you need to pass away now. I rest night and day now, na na na.
talk right now. I'm a better man, I'm a better man. Sister, hey, you're living on the fast lane now.
Don't spend your life to buy money, cause you can't spend money to buy life.
Radio Africana.
Tonight, yeah.
Oh baby, I'm feeling good, baby. Don't know if you feel it too, baby. She make good move, baby. Show me love for this. You know me too, baby. How you gonna say I don't miss you, baby? She make good move, baby.
Cause it in my car. Come a lot of neighbors on my car. And I will use the rubber and no nylon. I fly you back to Niger by dawn.
I got you cool now. Me and there for you and all along. I don't rip you come out for nylon. I don't book apartments for nylon.
Wouldn't be up tonight. My day and key tonight. Make a play with your pee tonight. Now me and you tonight. I'm so hungry tonight. Make me happy tonight. If you smoke back it tonight. Then I go give you back it tonight, yeah.
Oh baby, I'm feeling good, baby. I know if you feel it too, baby. She make good move, baby. Show me love for this. Do me too, baby. How you gonna say I don't miss you, baby? She make good move, baby.
Station Radio Africana.
Give me that love, give me peace of mind. Or should they come in with your dislike? I want that peace of mind. Where they come with that wound? Baby, now one my race with the run to make you look always die. Oh no, no pressure. Make you give me that love. If you give me, I no go let go. Give me, make I cure my sanko. Feelings got me hitting on a freaky dance floor.
Dance floor.
people want lick my stew. So baby, chew me, cause I survey your tools. And if I undo your two by two, you fit to scream, you feel losing your cool. So many reasons are written in the stars. Oh my God, you're the reason I do what I do. So baby, make you give me your love. Make you give me that love. If you give me,
and it's the same one I built in the sand for you when I was two. I thought I painted a picture of heaven, but it turns out it's just your room, just your room. I run off the end of the earth just to see if you'd catch me when I know you let me fall every time. All I do is wish that I could change myself, but wish that I could change my. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. I wish that I could change myself. I wish that I could change my. All I do is wait around and hate myself. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. I need to be loved by you. I need to be loved by you. I need to be loved by you.
The only thing that you and me was chasing, the kind of loving that they couldn't play with. You know my loving is an everyday thing, baby. Hey, when we in different places, texting and messaging and talking crazy. When I'm with you, I feel like it's a daydream. That's how I know that you would always be my baby.
All I do is wish that I could change myself, but wish that I could change my. All I do is wait around and hate myself. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved. Change myself, I wish that I could change my. All I do is wait around and hate myself. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. I've walked 1,000 miles, I've opened every door. It's not enough, it's still your love I'm always looking for. It's just the way I'm wired, whether I'm wrong or right. I've only got one thing on my mind.
Radio Africana.
I'm with Zelina, I'm with Zelina, I'm with the prince, I'm in the Kill her too soft, only water.